hours of billable services for whatever aspect of updating that they think, unless we specifically direct them to just up, you know, try to do an update. Which when we did that with the saldo, we got a specific extra contract with a price in advance of, you know, an estimate of cost for that. It says that we'll do it collaboratively, but it just seems like they have total control that however much hours they choose to spend. And I would think it would be at our direction, the same as their attendance at meetings would be at our direction. Whether it's the Board of Supervisors or the Planning Commission the Planning Commission doesn't have a right to spend money, but. We've allocated a certain amount in the budget for planning services. And I would think that we would allow the Planning Commission to select which meetings they feel they need the planner to attend.
Correct.
But I just don't want them to be able to sort of run amok with the contract and just bill us whatever, how much they want to bill us for. And my quick read of that seems to feel like that's open under that.
Okay, let me just go through page 2 here. So keeps referring back to paragraph 2, scope of services.
Which is broad. And I have no problem with them working on any one particular area of those items, but what they're working on should be directed by us and not be open-ended to whatever under all of our ordinances they select.
Ooh, for planning?
Yeah.
We generally don't just pick ordinances.
No. I'm talking about Nancy's contract. The contract that they just sent us yesterday to sign for her. That is basically opens the door for her. I don't see where she's boxed into as directed what she's working on. It's like she can work on anything she wants to under any of our ordinances, you know, any of our zoning or saldo, and charge us however much she wants.
I think in paragraph 3 it should be added that consultant will furnish and perform in a timely professional manner all work described in the scope of services as directed by the township. I think we have to have that in there, otherwise Rachel's right, she can run amok.
Yeah.
I don't like to have anybody have a hold of my pocketbook.
Understood.
And you said under what? Paragraph
3?
Paragraph 3. As directed by the township planning commission or supervisor.
Scope of services as directed by the township.
Yeah, by the township. Yeah, I think that's, I think that needs to go in. And I'm sure that won't be an issue. The only thing I have, Bob, is when you guys, and I was on, but I really couldn't hear because there were so many people talking at once. But I understood that she was going to charge her half for travel time,
yes.
Which I see. The rate is one half of her hourly rate.
Right.
But she's also charging mileage.
And usually you get one or the other.
Yeah, usually it's one or the other. That's the only thing that struck me is on the rate schedule. So I don't know if you want to mention that to her.
Yeah, I would. Give me a list, I'll look.
Yeah, usually you get one or the other. I mean, I don't get either, but. Maybe I should start filling them in like this. Yeah, that's the only thing that struck me, because I do see, true to her word, she did charge half for travel time. But then I saw the mileage underneath, and I'm thinking, well, if you're traveling, travel, charge your travel time.
Right.
You shouldn't need the mileage.
Well, you know, quite frankly, lodging and meals also. Lodging?
Well, those questions were asked. That's just, she's giving you her total cost, but if she needs lodging, even her travel rate, because I had brought that up in the meeting, and at the meeting, what she said was if she had to go somewhere, like to another area for, like when we did with the warehouse, if she had to go there, that would be the mileage rating.
Right, that
if
would
it's
be
further than here.
Okay, that's understood.
That's what she had said. So I'll just clarify
just
that.
Just clarify
well, then
that.
And then the lodging and meals, she said that won't be even a matter because she's not that far away. But if she had to go someplace, like to Harrisburg for some reason or something like that, that would be a different story, and that would all be pre-approved.
Right. But that's not what it says on the contract. That's what Tony's telling you. It doesn't say that on the contract, which means she could just bill us for it.
Right. And I've always...
She could stop at the Wawa
and
get a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You know, to eat and bill us for
my experience
staying over at the hotel every time she comes to a meeting. Oh, well, it's late. It starts.
I'm just saying, we did discuss that.
I did.
And
all my experience with consultants is that if they get travel time, they don't get mileage.
Right.
Well, and the same with, you know, we shouldn't be approving hotels, hotel stays for this type of work.
Or if you do that, If you had to do that, it would be at a maximum per diem.
Yeah.
Maximum rate. She could stay at Myers for how much?
But it should only be as approved by the township. We should know. If she intends to bill us for a hotel, it should be pre-approved.
Right.
You know, if she wants to come and we're going to have hearings, you know, two nights in a row.
Right,
we're going to have...
Right, if we had like a some type of a zoning hearing that was going to be continued to the next night.
Right.
That'd be one thing, but I mean, I...
Even that, what are you going to do for the whole day?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to apply, but I just don't like the way it's written.
No, I don't either. It's too loose.
Yeah,
too
travel broad. Time is $60.
And I've seen too many consultants and engineers charge and charge and charge for those kinds of things, because they can.
I had an engineer once that represented one of the authorities that I was a solicitor for, and I just out of curiosity had to ask him about the bill once. They're no longer in the area. They used to have an office in the area. They're not here anymore. They're out of Western Pennsylvania, and the bill, he was the only one that was here in Hawley. Okay. When we got the bill for his day, he had an assistant's time, and in those days, I think he got $120 an hour, and the assistant got like $40 an hour. Well, I never saw the assistant, so I had to ask him. I said, well, what did your assistant do? He needed someone to drive. I mean, the authority got billed for his driver, $40 an hour. For 3 days, he was here. Doing easements and right-of-ways.
See, that's the kind of thing that, you know, that I think is abusive, that, you know, I don't think we would have an expectation that
I don't have any
we were paying for someone's driver.
Right, right.
But if you don't have any limitations, literally, you know, and I've seen them do it.
Oh, I know.
And they're going out to the Bar Louie for dinner because, you know, to the Tom Quick, they're not grand, but something at McDonald's because you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We used to go to the Best Western in Mountaintop for our meetings because they had the best steak. It's gone now. They had the best steak in the area. And
even the Woodlands is gone at the moment, right?
Yeah. And it's gone. It's like, we used to go there, and it was cheap. And people would still bitch about paying for it. After DEP meetings, we used to go there.
Ruth Chris is over there now, so I can't imagine what people would spend.
Where are they? They're
in the casino.
Oh, in the casino.
In the casino.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I did Ruth Chris once in Atlantic City. That was enough for me.
We took all the kids for Dave's birthday. We went out there. They have comedy shows in the casino, too. So we went out and did Ruth Chris for dinner, and then we went to the comedy show with our kids and their
that was years
others.
Ago. I used to have to drive the relatives down to the Trotters. That was the old racetrack. Oh, yeah, I was the driver. They used to go down, my uncles and my father, after they were retired. I remember I was like 17, and I had to drive all these guys down the yellow horses for 4 hours.
Yeah, I just would prefer to see those things buttoned up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new on Constitution Avenue, right?
Should I inform the other planner applicant? The other applicant? Samantha McLean? Should I inform him? Inform her?
Wait till we get a signed contract. I'm one of those that when the contract is signed, then.
Go ahead. Doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. What is Pick Up the Poconos?
Pick Up the Poconos is
garbage?
It's Pick the up. PMBV's garbage collection.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we applied for a PMBV grant for the facade of the building and we didn't get approved. And I do think that one of the reasons we didn't get approved is because we don't do the Pick Up the Poconos. We've only done it once, and we meant me and my husband picking up garbage between the Santos Farm and the far side of Econopac. And I was thinking that we might want to try to get a group together to pick up garbage, to pick up the Poconos, either at the park, at the Dingman Township Park in Milford Township, or on Shakopee going up to where the fishing derby is held, which the fishing derby will be before the Pick Up the Poconos stage, so it will be after the maximum amount of traffic that that road typically gets. Now, it doesn't do much good to look right now, right? Everything is too snow-covered to know if there's garbage. Is there a lot of garbage over there to pick up or not? I don't suspect that either place has a lot of garbage, but that might be good because we aren't likely to have a lot of participants.
I used to say that with the Boy Scouts every year, and every year it was remarkable how much garbage there is along the roads. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you how many of those little tiny sardine-like canisters they get at Dollar General from their breaks on Econopac and ditch in the empty lot there.
Amazes me how many of those little liquor bottles we pick up growing up
from the
illegal turnpike.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
That number around the corner from Shakopee. Those little ones?
Yeah. Well, the Wego Turnpike is another place. I mean, Great Towers is one of the biggest tourist... It is the biggest tourist attraction in Milford Township. So we could do Wego, but, I think we would want some... signage. We would want some signage to warn people. Hand out vests. They hand out vests, and they hand out the pickers and the bags of garbage. And that's one of the nice things about doing it through their program is that they provide all the supplies and they pick up the garbage.
Right.
But, you know, there has been quite a bit of garbage. I see the garbage more on the Pine Acres side there than on the back road side at the Apple Valley section. Now, going up further up the hill, it's quite possible. That's our biggest tourist attraction, so that would be But I wanted to see what you guys thought about whether we should participate, you know, in one way or another, try to get some people to participate. I can do it. How many other people I can wrangle to do, you know, to do it, I don't know. And whether we get any volunteers, it'd be easier if we started now asking people. And we would have to have, I think, a planned location that people were interested in.
You have a local helping. Local Boy Scout troop?
We have a Boy Scout troop that has come to a few things here, but it's the boroughs. You know, they're in the borough.
Okay.
So, and the borough will do a huge pick up the Poconos. They'll have 100 people out there.
Yep.
In the borough. They'll, you know, they'll have they're very organized about it.
We used to do the Boy Scouts. We would take, we did basically the highway, Route 590 and Route 507. The state roads have that pickup program.
Yeah.
And we used to do it twice a year. Once before everybody came and once after they left.
Where we probably really, really need it is the 84 on and off ramps, but I don't think I would want to be responsible for the safety of people trying to pick up garbage there.
No.
You know, so the other place that we might, you know, is less of a tourist destination, and that's along the back road, you know, here, like between,
mm-hmm.
between, CDD.
We pick that up at least twice a year.
The road crew.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need.
It's not too bad. We pick it up there in the fall. We do it in the spring, do it in the fall.
Okay.
We always have. We do the same thing at Shakopee.
Okay.
We go from Route 6 up to the intersection.
From Route 6 to the intersection. Are you thinking that it's not necessary to participate in this? I was thinking we're probably going to want to apply again for the facade of the building. And
I don't know how bad it is because of the snow.
Right.
No.
Well,
a lot of
you
will
always
up.
Find something.
That's probably less the issue. You know what I mean? If you get the area covered more quickly, I mean, I imagine that it's possible if you go in that field. And you go around the pond at Gray Towers, maybe there's more there than you think. But, you know, they do have a garbage collection bin there. They have a lot of them in town, and they still pick up plenty of garbage. So.
There's always a lot in the right-of-ways.
So
bottles,
do you think,
cans.
Do you want to try Old Wego
wrappers.
And see if we can get a few people?
Because
there's not that
your,
much garbage, so if we have a small
restaurant.
Group, we'd be okay.
A Wego it.
Apple That's Valley is right there.
Yeah. A Wego Termite scares me.
Because of
that. Well, we could close the road that day coming down.
Yes.
It's narrow.
It's narrow and they fly.
I mean, we close the road for Gray Towers when they're doing stuff, so we could close the road if we wanted to.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for a whole day. You'd probably do a half a day.
Yeah, probably just the morning and they're
Four
done.
4 hours,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you want to try that?
As long as we close it.
Get some...
Okay.
I just don't want
some,
nobody hit.
Yeah, get some volunteers.
And we get some volunteers.
Because it would look good for the grant.
Yeah, if you want to get their support, you have to support... them as well, so it's a bit
know,
of a two-way street.
I'm a big favorite. I'm a big fan of PMG.
What?
Are you?
I'm a big fan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They, all you have to do is mention my name. They'll never give me anything.
Oh, yeah? Keep that in mind.
Yeah,
you don't, know you're here already.
Yeah, don't mention my name, whatever you do. Especially the Pocono TV there.
PCN?
PCM, yeah. Jimmy Hamill and Wendy.
What did you do?
Huh?
What did you
do?
Oh,
I make their life miserable.
How so?
Because they're idiots. Because Jim's the president of borough council.
We got time for a quick executive session.
In Hawley?
Honesdale.
Honesdale.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes.
They're idiots.
Yeah. We should be able to do it. Litigation.
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 Oh, no.
Are you litigating?
I'm going to find out.
Okay.
I haven't been served with any. I just tripped. As Rachel will tell you, I know Mr. Day.
So what?
For a long time.
Me too.
Better to get forgiveness than permission.
I dealt with his daughter.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Oh, order of Milford Township meeting. The Pledge of Allegiance flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think I'm still expecting to hear the scout oath follow that.
Approval of minutes from the previous meeting of February 2nd.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Wait, we didn't have
a second.
No,
was there a second on that?
I seconded.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't know what you meant by so moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. Since the last meeting, 50 cents from a right to know request, $400 from sewage, $3,332 from real estate transfer tax, $40.14 from the Magisterial District Court, and $9,550.79 from Blue Ridge Cable have been received. That's all.
Yeah.
That's good. I was worried about that coming in lower than budgeted.
No, they're still got a lot of people out there with cable.
Yeah. You're looking for approval for $10,000 from Pledget?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll make a motion. We transfer $10,000 from the Pledget General account to the MBT checking account.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Roadmaster's report. Last couple weeks, we've been out a few times. Our 2004 Ford, we had some problems with it. We had it towed in. It needs, I'm having a new fuel pump put into it. It's got 100,000 miles on tow with the original fuel pump, so. Outside of that, I was authorized to buy 100 ton of salt at the last meeting. I haven't been able to get that salt. I've talked to them two or three times, and they're still waiting for their shipment to come in. Everybody is short on salt. Most everybody's been cut off from salt. Cargill, which is the main salt supplier in the area, they're also the state supplier. They thought they had an unending vein of salt. Well, it ended before they thought it was going to. So that made them short. Mm-hmm. But there's been a real heavy use of salt all up through the whole New England and our areas and down south and everything, and Cargill's one of the biggest salt players. We get ours from American Salt. They did give us an extra 25 ton. So we're holding our own right now. And I talked to the supplier in New Jersey, and they're hoping to get their supply in. It's coming in by ship. So I don't know where it's coming from, but so she told me they're waiting for the ship. So I talked to her yesterday.
It's interesting.
So I'm not a big user of anti-skid. We have used it this year a little bit, but the problem with anti-skid, it fills up all your drains. Then you're out there, you got to suck your drains out. And that costs more than salt when you start hiring that big vacuum to vacuum drains. So hopefully we'll make it through it. We've been very careful on how much salt we've been using, and our roads are still staying up pretty good. Last week of that real cold weather, normal salt don't work. Get down below 15 degrees, normal salt does not really work. We have treated salt, so ours works. That's why our roads are bare when everybody else is snow-packed. So, but we've been fortunate. Ari's very good on the use of salt. And 80% of our roads are uphill, so that don't help us either.
What are you hearing about this weekend?
Well, Channel 16, tonight said it looks like it's going to go south of us.
Hit or miss.
That's what he's saying.
If it hits, it's just going to be a mixed bag.
Then if it hits, it's just going to be a little bit on Sunday for Monday, I'm hoping, but.
Everything I look at, it was three different models saying three different things.
Yeah. The Channel 16 this morning said he think, or tonight, I watched it at 6 o'clock, or 5:30, and he's pretty confident it's going to go south of us. It's just good. I mean, we get hit, you know, if we get hit with a major snowstorm, they're actually easier to take care of than these little ones, because you go out and just continuous plow before you even have to salt any roads or anything like that. That's the only good thing about a big storm. These little ones, they hit and miss. They hit, you clean them up, and then they hit you again. They're the hard ones. Moving on to zoning.
A zoning application for a deck has been received and has been forwarded to the zoning officer.
Public participation.
Fred, did you have anything?
No, not right now, guys. No.
Okay. Very good.
Secretary's report.
Thank you. The Pike County Tax Administrator sent to the summary of county and local municipal tax revenue. I received a notice of rate changes from UGI. I received a newsletter from PennDOT LTAP, Local Technical Assistance Program. Joanne Donnelly from the Center for Developmental Disabilities of Pike County sent their emergency management plan. I received the Pike County Legal Journal from Bailey Design and Advertising. Mr. Mike Mrazinski sent his comments regarding the curative zoning amendment for planned unit commercial development. Penn State Extension will host data centers, land, water, energy, and economics overview on March 4. Jonathan Hillman from CS Davidson sent information regarding the cloud permit manager migration. I received a COG meeting agenda from the county. And I also received road task force meeting agenda and minutes from the county. And that's all.
I think we should get the permit manager migration scheduled while the migration is free. What do you think, Bob?
No, definitely. Well, it's free done paperwork.
Yeah. So if you could take care of that, Shahana, get it scheduled, please.
Sure.
Thank you. On the CDD emergency management plan, it looks like they only have one location listed in that. And now that they're on both sides of the street, I think we probably should ask them if they have a second plan for the other location, or if they're going to be updating the plan to include the second location. And then we need to make sure that it goes to the It goes to Eric.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. But let's check on the second location, because I feel like maybe they just recycled the old document and didn't add in that they made those changes for the other side of the street.
Yeah. Make sure you forward that to Eric.
Sure.
Old business. Any updates on the Constitution Avenue, Bob?
Nothing as of now.
Zoning amendment, plan unit commercial development, planning commission recommendation, schedule of a hearing. And we got the county comments back, correct?
We got county comments back, and we got comments from our solicitor and from Andy Belwar about taking out half.
The word half.
The word half, and taking the parentheses off quarter.
Right, so essentially, at some point, because there was a decision being made about which way to go, the language was in there for both.
For both, right.
And then they didn't finish it. So right. This is just to correct what really is
just
an error.
Just a typographical error.
It's just an error. So this is not a substantial change, and we would be, I would think, ready to...
advertise for the hearing.
Yep.
Yep.
How far out does it have to go?
You need 2 consecutive weeks, so...
So I don't think we have enough time for the first meeting in March.
March 16th.
No, I think in one of the letters they said it's the second meeting.
Yeah. In March, yeah. So the three, you said it's 3:16?
Yeah.
You want to say 7:15, 7:30, 7:15?
7:15.
Somebody make a motion.
Brain dead. It's called what?
The PUCD ordinance amendment.
All right, I make a motion that we set up a hearing for the PUCD ordinance amendment for March 16th at 7:15.
And advertise it.
And advertise it.
Thank you.
Was it 7 to 30 days before, right? Mm-hmm.
Two consecutive times.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Yeah, Mr. Belmar and Mr. Mrzynski said the opposite thing.
What do you mean?
Like Mr. Mrzynski said to keep the half and get rid of one quarter, and Mr. Belmar said to keep one quarter and get rid of half.
It's the one quarter.
It's the one quarter that we agreed on.
Right, so I... Essentially, Mike wasn't at the meeting where the decision was being made, so he was trying to err on the conservative side.
Right.
Okay.
So we have to make sure after something is theoretically adopted, anytime something is adopted, that the final version gets provided to Mike's office.
Right.
But
right.
That would be part of the normal process anyway. So
if you could update that to... or have Andy update that to take out the brackets and the one half, because you're going to have a copy available in the office if someone wants to look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, when it gets advertised. Right. Yeah. So at least that gives you a little buffer room, too, to get to get that done before the advertisement hits.
Correct.
Yeah. Tony, will you just make sure that the final version is...
No, I'm going to make sure it did that and also help her with the ad.
Very good. Thank you.
Hydrant fee implementation from the Milford Water Authority. Have you heard anything?
I sent a second letter to John and got no response.
So
you
I
didn't even get the first question answered, right?
No.
So I sent you all the notice that went out with the billing, which seems almost as if... the township elected to have these fees implemented, which is not accurate.
I didn't know we had a vote.
we still have outstanding questions unanswered. I will tell you that I did reach out to the Office of the Consumer Advocate.
Oh, good.
And no, not necessarily. They indicated that that because they do not constitute a regulated utility, they can't do anything with them right now. That if we feel that they should be regulated under PUC rules and have missed something in that regard, we would need to contact the PUC to ask them to review that question.
Okay. So they want you to file a direct complaint to the PUC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said basically it's their statute is, limits what they're allowed to act on.
It'd be cheaper to pay the increase. I hate to say it, but...
My concern is that how at what point? It may be cheaper to pay the increase.
It's just going
to
continue.
Now, and I'm also concerned that though the township residents are being billed now, or will be billed at the end of the quarter, the township itself is also still being billed.
Correct.
So how that's being managed, I'm curious to see, are they going to stop billing the township? Are they going to apply the fees they collect from the residents to the bill that they've been giving to the township and just reduce it as they collect it from other people? Are they, concerned...
One of our questions is what's being done with the money, right?
Right, well, and overall, my concern is that when the water authority is implementing these fees at their own volition, in whatever style and manner that they choose, do we have commitment that they're being utilized mm-hmm. for the actual expenses that they're identified as?
Right.
And my concern with that is that if we don't think that's necessarily going to be the case, then how do we address that issue going forward? And take that in the context, you know, you're saying, well, it's cheaper to pay the fee. Yes, that's true today. But put that in the context of them being in charge of sewer lines that run through the township.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they were given no ability to pay, you know, to charge the township for the hydrant fees. And yet they went ahead and did it. And are they going to do the same thing for maintenance of lines, of sewer lines that run through the township, and then have an expectation, even though that was never agreed upon by the township,
yeah.
right? So I think the ramifications are bigger than just...
Right. But going back to what you said originally, did the office of the OCA, did the OCA say that they couldn't look into it because they're not a regulated public utility?
Yes.
But was it explained to them that they expanded their service area without...
Yes, and they
approval?
Said, if we think that they should have gotten approval from the PUC, that would have to be brought to the PUC's attention,
okay.
and that the PUC would then make that determination.
Okay. That could be brought to the PUC's attention by a consumer complaint.
And I think maybe we want to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I'd rather have the answers to the questions.
Well, and here's the other problem. You have an authority that is now operating on a four municipal level, but
without
all the appointments to the board are from one municipality.
There's no representation
and
for any of the
And we are feeling a sense of a lack of accountability.
We used to have one representative.
Well,
we
don't have a person from the township sitting on the board. It's
we
that
did.
They were not selected by this board, by this body.
No.
And
we have no appointment authority.
Right, we have no appointment authority.
Right.
And we have no oversight.
It is not a joint.
They're not in any way answering to us, responding to us.
No.
Yeah, it's not a joint authority. It's an authority for the borough of Milford.
Yeah.
Right.
They've expanded their
that
service
is now
into three other municipalities without obtaining a certificate of public convenience.
And they are running ahead and billing township residents at you know, assessing fees
mm-hmm.
with no, there's no determination as to how they arrived at those fees, as to what they're going to do with the money that's being collected. And they're effectively, it appears right now, intending to double bill
right. I think
both the residents and the township.
I think the Public Utility Commission will be glad to hear this.
I would prefer greatly if the Water Authority would be more cooperative.
They just answer the questions.
Respond
exactly.
And indicate more clearly what their
yeah.
intent
just,
is and,
yeah.
and be reasonable.
Right.
Be reasonable
just,
and
so,
accountable.
So why don't we consider having a workshop with them or a fact-finding meeting to determine what if we can get answers to our questions.
Want to invite them to come to one of our workshops again?
Yeah. And if
yes.
they don't answer the questions, then we have no alternative but to let the PUC know.
We can invite them to come to the work to a workshop meeting. I don't
yes,
think they will
invite
because
them by
we've done
all
that.
Means.
We have done that before. And they prefer only the other way around and don't seem to want to come
mm-hmm.
to our meetings.
No, because our brains are public and theirs ain't, basically.
Yeah.
Well, theirs are.
Yeah, but...
But the public and the press don't typically attend
right.
their meetings.
Right.
And they...
Because they have no idea what's going on.
I was surprised that I didn't get inquiries from anyone else who got that notice. And my guess is that's because the bill, that amount of money wasn't applied to the bill they needed to pay right now. So because they were warning them that that's going to be...
Excuse me.